learn what happens.
That car is a wreck. There's no chance that will ever go anywhere. Oh, hello everyone. It's so good to be back at Holiday Club. Car crash.
Wreck and rescue. Oh my goodness. How cool is the theme this year? I can't wait until I can drive a car. I hope Granny hurries up because it's time for her to tell us about a true Bible story. I wonder if we can guess which one it will be.
Oh, hello. Oh, sorry to be so long. Did you make me a cup of tea? Oh, but I've been fixing the engine on that car. And now, listen, it's running beautifully.
Granny, I really don't think you should give up your day job. You are much better at telling us Bible stories than fixing cars.
Oh, well, maybe you're right, Hamish. And this week I'm going to tell you an amazing true story from the Bible that shows us how great God is.
I know, I bet it's about Jesus.
I reckon we've heard all the ones about Jesus before.
Oh, well, this year I'm going to tell you a true story from the Old Testament. Oh, that's the part of the Bible written before Jesus was born. And our story was happening 2,000 years before Jesus was born.
Whoa, that's even older than you, Granny.
Oh, you cheeky Ben.
Well, Granny, what's the point about learning about something that happened so blooming long ago?
Oh, well, Hamish, this story is still just as important as when it happened, because it tells us about how brilliant God is, and he is the same God now as he was then.
Okay, Granny. What are you waiting for?
You to stop talking, Bonnie.
Oh, now then, do you remember God made some amazing promises to Abraham? Oh, a long time before Jesus was born. God told Abraham that through him, God's people would enjoy living with God as their king. Abraham's grandson was called Jacob. And this true story is in Genesis chapter 37. And he had 12 sons! And Joseph, well, Joseph was son number 11. Oh, he was only 17 years old. And Jacob loved Joseph more than the other sons. He was his favorite, and he gave him a really posh coat. And that made, well, that made his brothers mad.
Granny, that would make me mad too. If anyone should be the favourite, it should be the eldest, like me.
Well, we all know girls are better than boys, Hamish.
Och, now stop it, you two. Jacob was wrong to have a favourite son. But if you listen, you will see how God used the brothers' jealousy to do something amazing.
Sorry, Granny.
No, okay, well now, where was I? Oh, yes. Joseph's brothers hated him and did not have one nice word to say about him. But then, one day, Joseph really had a dream.
Hey, guys, I had a dream last night. We were in the field and we were tying up sheaves of wheat when your bundles of wheat all turned and bowed down to my bundle.
You reckon? Dream on, dreamer boy.
I ain't never bowing down to you, mate.
Who do you think you are? How dare you speak to us like that?
Why did he tell them about the dream? They're going to hate him even more now.
Oh, well, Hamish, in those days before the Bible was written, God spoke to people in dreams. Joseph knew God was speaking to him, and so he wanted to tell his brothers. But Joseph, oh no, he didn't just have one dream. He had a double dream.
I had another dream last night. I saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars, and they were all bowing down to me.
What kind of dream is this? Do you really think that I, your mother and brothers, will all bow down to you?
Oh, but Joseph, brothers, they hated him even more. But his head, Jacob, wondered about what all this could mean. Was God speaking to his son through these dreams? Well, one day Jacob sent Joseph to find his brothers, who were looking after the sheep out in the country. His brothers saw Joseph coming from a distance. Reuben hoped to save Joseph and get him out of the well when no one was watching and send him back to his dad. But then they all sat down and had lunch.
That's not very nice, Granny. I don't like them. You wouldn't do that to me, Hamish, would you?
Nah, you may be a pain at times, but that is well out of order.
Oh, while they were eating their lunch, they saw a group of people travelling to Egypt, and they had an idea.
Hey, guys, I've got an idea. Seeing those strangers, what's the point in killing Joe? We can take him to a murder, and he is our brother. But why don't we sell him?
Get rid of him, and we get some money.
Good idea, Judah.
Let's do it.
Oh, so they sell Joseph to these men for 20 silver coins, and Joseph is taken as a slave to Egypt. To cover up what he had done, the brothers killed a goat and put some of the blood on Joseph's coat to make it look as though a wild animal had killed him, and then they went back to their dad. Jacob was really, really sad when he thought that his son Joseph had been killed.
Nothing will ever make me happy, ever again. I am so very sad.
But Joseph was actually alive, and the men who bought him had sold him to a very important man in Egypt called Potiphar. He was an officer to the king of Egypt and the captain of the palace guard, but you will have to wait to find out what happened next.
So much for those dreams Joseph had about his family bowing down to him.
And I don't see how that has anything to do with God. He's just not looking after him, is he, Granny? And I'm sorry, but how does Jesus fit into all of this, Granny?
Ah, well, Hamish, you need to wait until John comes to talk to us. But God is in charge, and nothing takes him by surprise. Even this story points us back to Jesus. Now, we have to say our goodbyes to the boys and girls. Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Bye, boys and girls. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, boys and girls.
Wow, thank you guys so much. We're going to learn more about that story later, but